Insomnia, written and read by Marina Benjamin. Sometimes the rattle of a clapper sounds over your bed, or a ghostly draught lifts the hairs on the back of your neck, cooling your skin. Or there's an upstroke, feather light, along the inside of your forearm. A sudden lurch, maybe just a blink, then a sense of falling upwards, and it's there. So are you. If we insist on defining something in terms of what it annuls, then how can we grasp the essence of what is lost when it shows itself? And how can we tell if there is anything to be gained by its presence? This is the trouble with insomnia. When I am up at night, the world takes on a different hue. It is quieter and closer, and there are textures of the dark I've begun paying attention to. I register the thickening, sense-dulling darkness that hangs velvety as a pall over deep night, and the green-black tincture you get when moisture charges the atmosphere with static. Then there's the gently shifting penumbra that heralds dawn and feels less like the suggestion of light than a fuzziness around the edges of your perception, as if an optician had clamped a diffusing lens over your eyes, then quizzed you about the blurred shapes that dance at the peripheries of your vision. In sleeplessness, I have come to understand that there is a taxonomy of darkness to uncover, and with it, a nocturnal literacy we can acquire. At the velvet end of my insomniac life, I am a heavy-footed ghost, moving from one room to another, weary, leaden, there, but also not there. I read for an hour, make myself a cup of tea, and sit with the dog. We stare at each other with big cow eyes, and I marvel at his animal knack for sleep. Curling in beside me on the sofa, he's out within minutes, legs splayed like bagpipes, his warm little body rising and falling. If I so much as twitch, he snaps awake instantly, but without any sense of alarm. He just lifts those liquid brown eyes towards mine, wanting to know if the world is unchanged. On nights like these, I leave a trail of evidence behind me to be discovered and remembered in the morning. My reading glasses, upturned on the coffee table, carelessly cast off like a pair of party shoes. An open book, face down on a chair, food crumbs on the kitchen counter. Sapped by fatigue, I stand in the middle of the living room in the dusty light and pull my dressing gown around me. I am trying to puzzle out the clues so as to reconstruct the events of the night before, but I keep blanking. The mise-en-scene of mourning starts to resemble the scene of a crime. All that is lacking is the body shape outlined on the floor, the missing body, wakeful when it should be sleeping.